Music. Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Do you want to talk first? Do you want to say something?
No, I want you to talk first.
Okay. Oh, I did.
Oh, please do. Please continue talking first.
Talking first.
Can anybody hear me? Is this thing on? Well, yours is obviously on.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You know what? That's it. I'm leaving Kill Radio because of it. The way the equipment is abused. I just witnessed you abusing equipment.
Yeah, and that's offensive.
And I'm offended by that. So rather than show up at a meeting or pay my dues, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, and it's your fault.
And I blame you.
Everyone,
yeah,
except me.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Let's make that today's theme.
Will we tell it like it is? Today's theme is what?
Today's theme is about passive aggressively
being a dick
to everyone else in the collective we don't like right now.
No, that's not fair. Let's not make it about
it. Would be a short show.
Let's be passive aggressive about our families and leave Kill Radio out of
well,
this.
Well, the reason I bring it up is I think we've been getting a lot of emails about the passive aggressive nature of us two. It's getting old. It's predictable. It's done. We've done everything we can in that area.
You would say that, wouldn't you? And you'd use that tone, too.
I'm not using a tone.
I believe
you
are.
But boy, do I hear one. Now, it's interesting how you're standing and I'm sitting every time we do a show.
That's right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Have a problem sitting down?
No, I just...
If anyone should have a problem sitting down, I should.
You make me uncomfortable. So I prefer to stand while I do the show.
Great.
In case I need to run away all of a sudden. I wouldn't want to be tied down to a chair.
You didn't really wear good running shoes.
Like your gimp. Yeah.
Are those Birkenstocks?
Yeah, I'm sporting the Birks. These things won't die. I've had these for several years now. Not much of a bottom to them anymore. But yes, they are government-issued hippie wear.
Wow.
And I'm proud
of them.
And
lesbian wear.
Well, that's that describes me very well, I think.
I love women.
Although I should take better care of my toenails if I'm going to show them off to the world.
Yeah, and you could do better on composting. There's a frickin' hair on the mic.
Oh, well, I hope it's human, and I hope it's head.
I don't know why I'm offended by this. It seems to be an ongoing thing, people rubbing their nards with the microphones here. God.
Well, at any rate, I still hope it's human. How was your weekend? I know you did tripolar again
last night. There was a brief mention of it, oddly enough, in the Night Ranger column.
In the LA Weekly, right?
In the LA Weekly.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know how they... Some must have mentioned in passing. So what else is going on here at Charlie O's? Because Charlie O's is, you know, it's rising from the ashes, you know, and it's kind of has an interesting past. I mean, Charles Bukowski used to go there all the time. It's one of those kind of places. And now it's going through this major remodel. You go in there, it's like totally kind of blown out. It's kind of a trip. But it has a great potential to be a great place. And last night, three talented artists, So You Say, who we've had here on Here, Matthew Cates, former Kill Radio DJ, and also has submitted to Here. And then also Daniel Person, who performed just solo by himself without his band.
Oh, he played last night?
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome. I love that guy.
He's really great. Yeah. He is such like a good person to banter with on stage because he's just the nicest guy. So fucking intimidating looking. Like he looks like he's going to bash you over the head with his guitar.
But he's such a sweetheart. He's so like laid back.
Sweetest guy in the world. I don't think I could provoke him. And, you know, I'm pretty provocable.
When I interviewed him on Is Good, it was one of the funniest moments ever. I was asking him about, he's got an unusual lineup when he plays with his band because he comes from a death metal background.
Yeah.
And so he has a death metal bass guitar player who's his childhood friend from Sweden,
right?
And his flamenco, and the other guy is a flamenco guitar player, and he's like, yeah, you know, I always had this dream of having a rock band with a death metal bassist and flamenco guitar.
Wow, you did a really good impersonation of him just then. That's how he talks.
Yeah. And he's just so laid back about it all. He's so cool.
Coolest
so,
guy.
Yeah. And I'm doing a show at Crane's Tavern on October 20th with some great bands. So I just want to throw that out there with Kelly DiMartino, Ghost Town, Koseo, and the Young Goodman Browns, they've all been on It's Good. And Daniel's the kind of act that I will also have. Yeah. If I continue to do more shows there, I think that's a good...
Yeah, I'm lucky. I got extended. So I was.
So you're going to be doing more of those, the tri-colors.
Yeah, we need to work on the 21st, though, because I have the 21st Hear Hear event, and I'm also doing one at Charlie O's. So we have to figure out how we're doing it.
I could conceivably be the only Kill Radio representative at the next
Veronica
fundraiser.
Veronica and Chicken Leather will be there.
Of course.
What I thought of doing is...
with just this TV set.
What I've thought about doing is, because I have two back-to-back and the Hear Hear one starts earlier, is book... But bands,
well, they're
twice
in the same neighborhood.
Just have them come down the street and play at Charlie
O's.
That's
funny.
I haven't worked on it because I need to look at the bands.
That'd be the weirdest like band story. Like, yeah, this guy booked me at two venues on the same
night.
What,
and the second one they'll potentially get paid at. So.
Wow, amazing. Well, so, they get potentially paid at... You're talking about the Hear one.
No, both of them, really.
Yeah.
So that's funny. I also think the bands are into that. That might be a lot.
We are Kill Radio, and we are nothing if not potential. Shall we get on to music?
Yeah, because I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know what that means. Let's go to this artist. I know you know them, Humanzi. They submitted some music to us.
Do I know them? I know we've played them before.
Maybe it's because you say their name so distinctly. We've played them before, and maybe they sent a CD before, I think.
No, I mean, we've played them before. I recognize the name.
So I feel like you have dibs on them since they first introduced themselves to us via CD.
Oh, I wonder how they feel about that.
Yeah. Well, now they're in my control. They're in my department.
Do it.
So this is a track called If I'm a Boozer, You're a Hoe, and Hoe is spelled H-O-E. They're out of Newark, Delaware, and Philadelphia.
Not enough good gardening songs.
And their MySpace page is myspace.com/Humanzee, the band. That's H-U-M-A-N-Z-E-E, and then the band. You're listening to Humanzee on Here, killradio.org.
He's been too busy gambling and hoe chasing.
What a hoe you see me chasing, woman?
That's why you're so tired and out of shape.
You wasn't howling that last night
I saw you standing on the freeway. I asked if you needed a ride and you said no.
Rolling heels, lethal naked emperor, kind of chill to kill.
Did you get past that one part on Doom?
There's
this one monster that comes out of the portal, and then there's two things shooting at you that you have to grab.
Yes.
And then shoot. Did you get past that?
I managed to get past that.
I've gotten close, and then I haven't done it.
I did. I got past it, and then there were a couple other points where I can't get past this. And then a few drinks later, and I got past it.
If you're just tuning in, you're now joining Doom 3, Resurrection of Evil Talk with Mark and John.
It's Doom Talk on Kill Radio. It's a new show where we just talk about
video games,
playing Doom.
Doom 3.
Resurrection of Evil.
Yeah. I have to admit, it is so scary though. You're just walking around that game.
Shannon makes fun of me because I make faces while I play.
Yes.
So, you know, like something will jump out and I'll be like, God damn it. You know, like my face, like I'm really being threatened.
Right.
Would you turn your goddamn phone
off?
You know what's weird
about my phone?
I'm the one who's supposed to be taking calls.
I think there's something wrong with my phone. It's on vibrate right now. I checked all the settings. They're all vibrate and now it's ringing. But it's also
the sound of it vibrating?
Yeah. Remember I told you about the other night when you were at Leisure Suite how it hasn't been charging right? Like,
yes.
It's that whole thing.
Yes, I remember you boring me silly with some.
You were acting silly.
Awful
I guess
story
I was,
about your phone and how it sort of works.
I guess that shows how comfortable
I am with
you.
I could only hear every other word you were saying. Anyway, so that's the thing I don't understand. Like Leisure Suite last Saturday was a success. I mean, the place was packed. It was awesome all night
Fun
long.
Fun crowd, chatty crowd, man.
I cannot for the life of me figure out what the appeal is of that night, because I personally, and I know this is not like the most ingenious promo plan putting this on the radio, but I personally wouldn't go there. It's like, it's so loud and overstimulating and so nonstop.
But people who want to go out.
But I guess people who are into that
want to go out.
Amped up
and
feeling.
It's kind of
like.
It's
a very amped kind of night. It's not chill at all.
It's kind of like the whole flashback kind of thing.
Yeah.
80s, 70s, 80s, but in a totally
fun
way.
The music is great, but.
And those people
just,
that are there aren't at Leisure Suite every month. So to them, it's total novelty.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess being in a crowded, small place, maybe I'm just a little claustrophobic. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe it's like, because I'm fine up there in the DJ booth, but I go down to like take a leak or get a beer, and it's like,
traumatizing.
Freak it out.
Yeah, it's traumatizing.
So, there's that.
And they were a chatty crowd. Remember
yeah.
that? They were just.
It was a very talkative crowd. But they started dancing.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm looking
around
down at the
midnight.
After I left.
Yeah,
but
they're
before
waiting
that,
for you to
they
leave.
Were, yeah, God. We don't want to show Mark our moves.
That's right.
Because
you'll steal them.
Well, and I'll go out there and it'll be like dance off.
And you'll show them. You show them. Yeah.
Show them
up.
Down.
Down?
It'll be a showdown.
No,
let's be honest. It'll be a hoedown. Thanks.
Yeah.
So I haven't talked
nice
about. Wait, you know what?
Show.
I haven't talked about that last set. I'm sorry, everybody. That last artist we heard, it was a track called "Latest Enemy" from George Nicholas Reeves. He's out of Portland, Oregon. His website is www.averytime.com. That's AVERYtime.com. Again, that's George Nicholas Reeves out of Portland, Oregon, with a track called "Latest Enemy." And then again, we heard Humanzi, who submitted to the show before. MySpace.com/Humanzi the band. If I'm a boozer, you're a hoe. When I said the word
hoe. Dude, look
hoe.
At that. Look at that truck outside. What got truck? Milk? Leche.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I should say just got leche.
Yeah. So I heard in the news today, and by the way, if you guys aren't familiar with the news, it's a great source of information.
Not corporate news, though.
That was Jimmy passive aggressive. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were saying if you've never like people are just so not
familiar
misinformed,
with the news,
like never heard of it.
Exactly. So the right wing Christian conservatives in this country are thinking of starting their own political party, and I want to just take this time to congratulate them and to encourage them to do that.
And if you have any ideas for what the name of their political party should be, why don't you
message us
here
we
at the station.
To hear your names
and we'll
the
share
right-wing
them with their listeners.
Reactionary political party.
Through AOL Instant Messenger.
Someone that Giuliani's not good enough for.
Here at the station, we use, through AOL Instant Messenger, killradio.org. That's just like our website without the dot. Killradio.org. Instant message us.
We're dying to know what you think.
It says I'm not
the name,
here right now. That's why no one's been.
The name of the new.
There we go. We're available, I swear.
Right-wing Christian political party in this country. And I'm going to think of some names too.
There could be it could be the most simplest of names that could
the
say so much. Conserva
fucks is a good start, and just go with that. In the meantime, let's play
Nazis
some music.
Nazis for Jesus. Ooh, let's just be fair.
That's interesting.
I've been saying Nazis a lot
I
around
thought
you
we had
lately,
an agreement. Not, about not you were going to use that word around me.
I no, said it with four. Two N's.
Does you said help? It with two N's.
Yeah. So I wasn't really saying Nazis.
Nancy's.
The Nancy's for Jesus.
I'm about to drop some music on y'all. That I think you'll enjoy.
Dude, you're so urban.
I know. I'm what you call ghetto.
Is that what?
I get toe up from the flow up.
Is that why you're wearing that up. Beanie right now?
I'm not wearing a beanie.
Okay, you're not wearing a beanie.
I'm not.
And those baggy pants?
And my...
And those white Converse?
And my basketball jersey?
Is that what that is? I thought it was hockey. It's really big on you.
So this is Fall of Snow.
You should wear stuff more tight fitting.
All right, shut up now.
Okay.
So Fall of Snow submitted music to us way back in the early days of Hear Hear, and I had her on Is Good, and then she moved to Portland. She continued making music, but I remember getting that CD, I don't know, back in early, what was it, 2006, I guess, when we started doing the show. She's got a brand new CD out called Right, and if you go to myspace.com/Fall of Snow, I guess you can get some information there on how you can get this CD. I love it. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. And you're going to enjoy it. That's how the show works. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Fall of Snow. Thank you. Here on killradio.org, and I want to read this little thing that came with the one sheet that Fall of Snow sent us. This is from the Portland Mercury. One of the more annoying things about music on Top 40 Radio is the way the producers try to pretty up songs and singers that aren't particularly good to begin with. That's why when you hear demo tracks from someone like Fall of Snow's Stephanie Casey, it makes you want to break things out of frustration that she's the exception and not the norm. And swear off radio forever, because clearly why waste your time with pitch-shifted crap when there's raw beauty like this on the Interbot? That's a pretty glowing recommendation.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, those two tracks I played were kind of on the slower end of the CD. There's some other tracks on there that are a little bit more, dramatic. So yeah, I recommend it. MySpace.com/Fall of Snow. And thank you, Stephanie, for submitting to us once again.
Yep. So I got some of the ideas for the new Christian political party have come in. Do you want me to share them now?
It's not fair to just identify them as a Christian political party because the Democrats and Republicans are also Christian political parties.
Okay, this is for a
right-wing conservative Christian political party that's entire focus is based on
I have
on
a hard time
being
differentiating those people.
They're the people that elected Bush but don't want to elect Giuliani.
Right. I think this is going to be so fun to watch what happens.
So, partial birth apologists. That would be one. What was the other one that I said before?
Partial birth apologists.
I just think it's a good name for a political party.
Partial birth apologists. That would be their name for the Democrat Party?
No, that would be their name.
They're not apologizing for partial birth abortion?
No, they're apologists for everything else. And they're against partial birth abortion.
So...
It just has a nice ring to it.
It does.
Something you would bring
so that's
home
what
to mom.
That's what they would call the Democrat Party and said that would be their code name.
Okay,
for
maybe
Democrat.
It's not a good one, but
yeah,
what was the other one that I had?
No, well, you came up with Cross Trainers Party.
Cross Trainers.
Which I think is great. Stacy from our number one fan in La Cunada, Flint Ridge, wrote in Moses Told Us Party.
Ooh, it rhymes. That's good. Yeah.
And what's that one song? There's that one song that I think it's in Singing in the Rain that kind of plays on that kind of, what's the word?
I don't know where you're going
Nothing,
with that.
Nowhere, obviously. I came up with just being beat you over the head, Sinners Saved Party.
Ooh, that's good.
But those are obvious. They're going to come with something more subtle.
Keep sending us your suggestions because we'd like to help them out, get on their feet so that they can ruin the Republican Party for good.
Well, again, like what I was telling you, it's like them. When we were talking about...
Al-Qaeda.
Stupid. Talk about what's his name again? The president? I can't say his name. Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
Oh, I said it right. Okay, so he was here next week.
Ahmadinejad.
Okay, so he was here last week. Not here in our studios. That would have been awesome, though.
He was on National Corporate Radio.
He was in town. He was. That's funny. And we talked about him speaking at Columbia University, and my argument was, make him come out in the open and get told what's going on, really going on. And this would be great about this party if they make them come out in the open, make them have to stand up and say what they really mean and believe and think, instead of hiding behind things or misleading or
nothing gets half-truths. My vote like telling me that I'm going to burn in hell.
Yeah, because I always feel like, wow, that makes me want to stop whatever it was I was doing
and vote for them.
For them.
Yeah.
So,
shall we move on?
Yeah. This is an artist out of Mold Schotten, UK. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They sent me the phonetic spelling of their names, and then it's like I go, well, is it Mold or is it Mold? But I wrote it down this way. That's what they said too. So Mold Schotten, UK. This is a band called Monte Cassino. MySpace.com/Monte Cassino Band. That's Cassino with two S's. So Monte like Monte Carlo, Cassino two S's band. We got two tracks. I had to also ask for the phonetic spellings of the tracks, because if you look at them, they're not Californian English. So I was challenged. I'll just say it that way.
You're challenged, all right.
John, I swear to God, when we go to music...
Is that passive aggressive?
When we go to music...
I just meant it's your challenge. You face adversity in a way that I find admirable.
All I'm trying to say is, if you'd let me, is when we go to music, I'm going to take care of this. That's happening right now.
I had to accomplish everything that you've accomplished, what with your challenges...
You'd be on Oprah.
I'd be on Oprah, exactly.
So this first track is Air Guacter. Oh, God, I feel like I'm killing it. Air Guacter. We got two tracks from Monte Cassino. Let's just go to it. This is killerradio.org's Here.
Some power. dim matter but question. Bwled o'r gôn yn sarf o mellten. Does dim troi'n o, dim troi'n o. Dim troi'n o, dim troi'n o. Dim troi'n ôl, mae'r amser wedi dod. Dim troi'n ôl, mae'r amser wedi edrych yn ôl bywyd arall i deimlo'r gyllell. Does dim troi no, dim troi no.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Monte Cassino. That second track we just heard was Troy Norrell. Again, they're out of Moldshotten, UK, myspace.com/Monte Cassino Band. That's MONTECASSINOBAND. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's Monte Cassino. Oh, that's the MySpace. Okay. No, just writing down the name of the band for...
Don't explain, John.
Okay. Never mind then. So,
but,
yeah, just so you know.
Thanks. That was interesting music. I really liked it, actually.
You're listening to Hear Hear?
Just kidding. On KillRadio.org. That's what actually is.
Actually is your version of Just Kidding?
Well, why did I need to say actually?
Because people don't expect you to like music. So
that's
when
that's
you say
I
actually,
show.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
Literally.
Honestly, I like that song.
IMHO.
that's
a great song.
That's your
song.
Favorite one. IMHO.
In your humble opinion, how about I stick my finger in your throat? Anyway.
IMHO, I wouldn't like that.
Did you hear about that that psycho?
Which one?
Again, I was watching the news this morning.
Oh, no.
Which is where I get all kinds of crazy information. Some guy like molested a 3-year-old, and he's on the lam right now. He's on the run.
Where?
In I knew you were going to ask me that. In America.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Hmm.
Who molests a 3-year-old? I know, a pedophile, but still.
Did I already tell you my story about how we tracked my way I walk home from downtown L.A.? And we looked at the sex offender site?
You did, on this show.
Yeah. And then the other day on the bus, one of the sex offenders in my neighborhood was on the bus with me. So
you knew it was him?
Yeah, I recognized his face.
From the website?
Yeah. But I wasn't worried because he molested someone that was a child, so I knew he wasn't going to do anything to me.
Right. Because you're only a child
and
mentally.
And yet, when I sneezed, he did say, bless you. And so I said in response, no, sir, you are blessed.
This discussion is uncomfortable.
It's weird.
To say the least.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I started watching Lost. I never really watched it. My friend had the first season on DVD, so we were watching it.
My friend's was saying that I would like that show a lot. But I don't know. I've seen commercials for it, and it doesn't seem like something I get into.
There's some parts of it that are kind of cool. Not as cool as Battlestar Galactica, of course. But
it's no The Shield.
Cool. What? No, it's not The Shield either.
Back already.
Yeah.
Fuck. Takes them forever.
Did you get those seasons of The Shield back from Bennett?
No. No. But I will.
Because I want to borrow them.
That's great.
What's that, season 3 and 4?
And 5.
And 5?
I think he has 4 and 5. Huh. I think he gave me 3 back.
Okay. Can I get 3 from you, please?
Yeah. This is riveting radio.
That should be
That's a good name for a station, huh?
That was just what I was thinking, but I thought maybe I shouldn't say that.
Any station, not
like,
a specific station.
You were to start a station.
You could call it rivetingradio.com.
.org.
Or fuckballshit.com, but that would be mostly about...
No, fuckballshitonastickradio.com. I like on a stick. Maybe that should be on a stick radio.
We should call our show Tourette's. Tourette's on killradio.org.
Sorry.
Other people suffering is hilarious. I have a band to play. Should I just go ahead and do that then?
Yeah, because I think music saves us.
Music saves us from ourselves.
Music saves the show. Music saves us from ourselves. Music saves us with our listeners. Let's see if we even have any left. I bet you I'm going
to
hear crickets.
Go back to raising funds for Barack Obama while we listen to this music.
Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. Somebody's got to do it.
We lost 47 listeners out of the Bible Belt. Fuck.
Oh, no.
They didn't like our joke about
the
political party.
Well, they'll love Stab City then, because that's what I'm going to play next.
Maybe they'll come back.
MySpace.com/Stab City. I'm not making that up. That's what it is. MySpace.com/Stab City. That's where you go for more information on this artist, on this band that's submitted to us over here at Hear Hear at killradio.org. You can go to MySpace.com/Hear Hear. That's HEAR_HERE. To get all the information you could ever possibly need for submitting music, how and where to send a CD, how and where to send an MP3 so that we can play your music, just like we're about to play Stab City's music right here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Here, here on killradio.org. That was Stab City. MySpace.com/StabCity, Stab City.
I mean, the music's good, but I would not recommend visiting there.
Visiting Stab City?
I wouldn't want to find out what... I mean, unless you're getting stabbed with a spatula or something, you know, whatever.
I think it's called Detroit. I think that's known as the Stab City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember when I lived in Baltimore, there was this slogan that they had on all, like, the bus benches that was... Baltimore, the city that reads, because they were doing some like literacy campaign. But Baltimore is one of the most violent cities in the country, so people were writing over it saying the city that bleeds. So sad.
I have to say though,
violence is sad.
But I think that kind of subversive kind of action, I think, is good because it so quickly makes people get away from the. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. I thought, you know what, he might say something interesting. I'm going to bring his mic.
No, it's just like PR, public relations, is the work of the devil for the most part. Because what they're doing is putting a spin on something like Baltimore, the city that reads.
Yeah.
Reads what? You know, or, you know.
Graffiti, apparently.
Yeah. And writes.
That's why we need people like Bill O'Reilly in the no-spin zone. What a community service pariah he is.
And you know what? It's amazing how he is so good at not spinning things. Because I look everywhere else. I see spin. Everywhere I go. Totally. The Nation.
Fair and balanced. And honest.
See, that's where I look for as a place to begin. When I want to be fair and balanced in myself, when I want to know myself as fair and balanced, I first look there. It's kind of like a meditation.
You know what? You should vote for that new party that's breaking off from the Republicans.
I got some more that came in. Tamak from Los Angeles wrote in. He said, the Loving and Just Party, a.k.a. the Bipolar God Party. And then Perry from Seattle just said the Oh My God Party.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh My God.
Who are you voting for? Oh My God. That's great.
So thanks for sending those all in.
It's so good that we have listeners that participate in the show as heavily as we do, which is to say,
thank you so much.
So let's go back to music.
Okay.
On here on KillRadio.org.
It's so funny. I don't know if you heard part of my previous show, the 21st Century Actors of News Hour, and today all the music was French. And instead of being only from France, I did look for music from Quebec and stuff and got some. There's this whole kind of, I don't really know. I should look into this more deeply. And if anyone knows, they can instant message me. But there's this music from Quebec that has this kind of like really perky country aspect to it. Like it's all and they all sing very cute and fun. I mean, you almost expect them to be like 3 feet tall and serving jello to you.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really perky. It's like, it's almost like, and perky choruses with all everyone together. It's almost like children's television show music, but in French. So anyway, that has nothing to do with anything, but this next band, Super Grover, is from Montreal, so I don't know if they heard the show before, and maybe they can explain what that genre of music is, because I really didn't know, but I'd love to know more.
Quibapolka?
This is a track from them called Joe the Schizo. I think it's about either you or I. And what's interesting, for their MySpace page, for their website address, to get more information, they left a YouTube address, youtube.com/RustyHunter.
It's about either you or me.
Either, not both?
Not you or I.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, John.
Dickhead.
Countress.
Countress?
You never heard that?
No.
That's what we used to always say in high school, just so we can get away with saying countress. Instead of saying countess, we'd say countress.
Interesting.
Yeah. YouTube.com/RustyHunter/RustyHunter. This is Super Grover with the track Joe the Schizo. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to slowly fade in.
That's probably one of the longest fade out on a song. That was kind of cool.
Is that too much?
What are you doing? So that was Michelle Re out of Nashville, Tennessee. MySpace.com/MichelleRe. That's MichelleArI. The name of that track was My Sleeping Beauty. And then again before that was Super Grover out of Montreal. One of the cities in North America that's on my list of wanting to go to, by the way.
Good. Good to know.
Yeah. That track was called Joe the Schizo. Instead of a MySpace page, they have a YouTube address. It's youtube.com/RustyHunter.
That's interesting.
Yes. And we're back, John.
I just want to offer my condolences to Miss Britney Spears for losing custody of her children. Apparently she had a drinking problem and a partying problem, and now she's lost her kids, so I guess that's supposed to help
her drinking
with that. I don't know. But it's always sad.
That's horrible. I mean, that's just not because it's Britney Spears.
I can't think of
fucking up in a worse way.
You
could fuck up your own life by yourself and whatever, but when it involves children, like your children,
I saw an ad. Horrible. I don't know if I saw it on MySpace or where I saw it, but it was one of those things where you click on it, you answer a question, and then they try and sell you shit. And the question was, Britney Spears, train wreck or misunderstood?
Oh,
and
God.
Really, I mean, how do you answer a question like that? Because, I mean,
that's the whole,
it's all of the above, right? I mean,
how many times do you beat your wife question? You know, it's
also
just shows kind of a weird, I don't know, it's just so easy. It's that whole thing about propping people up and then, you know,
and
saying
then
pull,
breaking them down.
Pull and, you know, shoot them down kind of thing.
Yeah.
And perhaps she'll have her come back and that's when we'll love her again.
Well, yeah, it's like we worship celebrities like their deities, and then when we decide that we like somebody else better, we have to destroy all evidence that there was that deity.
Yeah, so are we.
One way we do that is by publicly displaying all of the flaws that deity had in the first place that you never talked about.
Yeah, it's so sad that we expect people to be kind of more human than human, so to speak, to quote a song. But
I'm sure Rob Zombie really is touched by your reference.
Well, I'll find out tonight.
Let's go back to music.
I think his appointment's at 2. I have to check my calendar.
Fantastic.
Perry Farrell's at 1, then he's at 2.
Hands down, one of my top 5 favorite bands in Los Angeles, and I have no problem saying that. This is a band called Satellite Class. I've had him on the show on Is Good a couple of times and put them on stage at least once.
Yep.
And
I remember that.
I just really enjoy their music. Johnny Cornwell really writes good songs, and he always has good people with him to fill out the rest of the sound. So he's got this CD. It hasn't been released yet. Hopefully it'll be released soon. And the name is escaping me at the moment. Something about Under the Stars of San Rafael, something like that. It's written on the CD, which is in the CD player right now. But it's 21 songs, which is a lot. And so I've struggled to pick just 2 to play, and that's what I'm going to do right now. MySpace.com/satelliteclass, satelliteclass.com. You're listening. Something just crawled into my lung.
Oh, that was me. I thought you were crying for a second. It's like,
no,
John,
I think it was
we know
probably like somebody's ash jumped off of the fuzzy on the microphone into my throat.
Well, okay.
You're
that's
listening
enough.
To hear here on killradio.org.
1, 2, 3, 4. Smart enough to know I'm down and strong enough to go to
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You really are.
That was Satellite Class, myspace.com/satelliteclass, satelliteclass.com. They were a guest on Is Good this past Thursday. If you go to myspace.com/thisisgood, you can download their show. It was a good one. It was a lively one. They give some awesome live acoustic performances here. So check that out. This whole album of his, says, according to his little note here, was done in his living room with one guitar, one mic, a tambourine, a shaker, and a squirt bottle banging on the table for a bass drum. That's pretty damn cool.
Yep.
I think he then re-recorded some of it, but yes.
Cool.
All right. Yes, you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. You too can hear your music on this show. All you have to do is send it to us. Pretty damn easy. Send us a CD. Send us MP3s. Go to myspace.com/hearhear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E, for all the instructions on how to do that. And we would love to play your music for our audience of billions.
Most of China.
Most of
China
listens to our show.
We have a lot of communist listeners. That's why we've had to kind of adapt our show accordingly.
Our show is really big in communist countries.
Yeah.
Where internet radio is really big.
Right, and the freedom of internet radio.
Yeah, totally.
It's really big. Freedom of speech and...
Yeah, because they're big on that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're just... It's just taken off there.
Awesome.
Yeah. And what's great is actually for some people it isn't easy to submit to the show. It's been quite difficult somehow.
This is the part of the show where Mark complains. Get ready for it, everybody.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Well, is there a part of the show where I don't complain?
Yeah, it's when we're listening to music.
Oh, that's right. No, well, I'm especially complaining
then. And you continue to complain,
then.
But the rest, their audience can't hear
frickin',
you.
Frickin', frickity,
frickin'. Frick-a-frack.
Do you know that famous part of the Flintstones where he's walking away and... What was the boss's name in the Flintstones? Mr. Slate? Yeah. He's walking away from Mr. Slate, Fred Flintstone, and he goes, frickin', fricky, frickity, frackity, frickin', frick. And then Mr. Slate goes, Flintstone, what'd you say? He goes, I said, frickin', frickin', frickity, frackity.
No, that's before my time.
Stupid Hanna-Barbera moment, but it was actually just really funny. So, I'm not going to complain now. I just decided not to.
Oh, good.
Just follow our easy instructions to submit. We get a lot of submissions from all over the world. We make these instructions easy for everybody. Just follow them and everyone will be happy.
Feel better, Mark?
No, I want to continue complaining.
No, I'm saying feel better, Mark.
Oh, that was a command. Okay. Oh, my God, I do.
Okay, fantastic.
Great. So my turn. Dixie Lizard, once again, has been he's probably been one of the most constant submitters to the show. But also what he does is he's been remastering his music and resending it to us. So I might have to cut him off because it's time for new music from him. But I'm glad he sent us these tracks. This is This Ordinary Life. He's out of Dothan, Alabama. MySpace.com/DixieLizard. Here on Hear, killradio.org.
Stay by your side. The one. listening to KillRadio.org.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And we're back.
And we're back. That's not even the right... There we go.
Oh, I did that on purpose, I guess.
I know, because you're passive-aggressive. We've been over this.
More aggressive-aggressive than anything else.
Totally.
Again, that was Dixie Lizard out of Dothan, Alabama, myspace.com/DixieLizard. That last track we heard, Cold Spirit Rising. If you're relatively a ongoing listener of the show, you've probably heard that track before. And then before that, we heard This Ordinary Life, again from Dixie Lizard out of Dothan, Alabama, myspace.com/DixieLizard.
And great job, Mark, on yet another cool
Did you like
last
that promo?
Promo. You're listening to killradio.org.
And that's all done with GarageBand.
That's rad.
The only thing I had to add to that was my own voice and then tweaking it so it sounds like a girl.
Awesome.
Which took a lot of crazy computer rendering work to make my voice sound like a woman's like that.
Sweet.
Actually, it wasn't that hard.
Well,
just
I'm gonna
press the button.
Let's go right back to music because I'm going to get out of here on time
talking.
So I can go home and
done talking.
And cook some cat, large cat tranquilizers.
What's wrong with your cats?
Nothing. I
Are
use
they
it.
Acting up?
It's for me.
You do have a large cat, though.
Last thing Lenny needs is to be tranquilized.
Yeah, these are the tranquilizers for Lenny, and yeah. These are the ones for Dutch. It's two different pots.
And these are for horses.
Which are mine.
Yeah. So, right back to music?
Yeah,
Unless,
why not?
Are you done talking? You sure? You want to maybe say a little something, maybe? I don't know. You can. It's free radio, so we're not paying for airtime or anything, really.
It's we are paying. I had to say
I know,
that.
We are
We're
paying.
Paying to be here.
This is a band called The Meek. myspace.com/meetthemeek. And these are tracks on the CD that they sent us, which I believe are live recordings. So thank you for that. Stick around. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I like how that ends.
That was The Meek. MySpace.com/meettheMeek. M-E-E-T. The M-E-E-K. Thanks for your submission.
I like how you said that, John.
Those tracks were called Heart and Soul and Black and Blue. And this is a cool little live demo CD. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Kill Radio All Submission, Only Submission Show.
Really the only true submission show in all the universe that I know of. True. And I've done some research.
True dat. Also the international hub for Kill Radio fundraising.
Yes.
Where we have a monthly fundraiser at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. Yeah, what's going on with the next one for October?
It's coming up on the 21st. Where's my bag? Because I won't remember everyone. Six bands is a lot to remember for a guy like me. Six bands. I'm really excited about this lineup. It's the Evita Freaks, Dagger Van Gogh, The Fast Sales, Jason Heath and The Greedy Souls, Zara Vaughn, and Hello Dragon.
Sweet. Nice lineup.
And I'm going to see if any of those guys want to play again. I don't know. Would a band normally consider too much playing twice in a night?
I would, but then, you know, I have trouble getting out of
I'm
going
to give them dibs, see if anyone's game to do that.
I guess if it's just a singer-songwriter, they might. But if you have to move like a whole band and like an amp and stuff like that, it might be a pain in the ass. I don't know.
I'm going to try it and just see how it turns out. So
that's how committed they are to being musicians, or if they're just a bunch of pussies showing off.
And really how they're committed to us.
Yeah.
This is really going to be a moment of truth for like, wow, you really think you really are into us? You really support Kill Radio and me? And you know, I have another gig for you. Do you have another gig tonight after this one? When's your next gig?
Here is like the jealous girlfriend of all musicians in the indie LA scene.
Or even worse, the jealous boyfriend. The jealous boyfriend's worse than
the jealous gay boyfriend.
Doesn't have to be gay. I think the jealous straight boyfriend is the worst. The guy parking his car outside your house or apartment before you even got up in the morning, and you just see him sitting out there.
He's just waiting for you to slip up.
And he doesn't have the radio on, just sitting there quietly.
Yeah.
You don't get that kind of behavior from Jill's girlfriend. Jill's girlfriend would have the radio on.
She would.
And she'd pretend that she just happened to be parked there and be like, oh my God, I'm in front of your house. Wow, how'd that happen? Why haven't you called me? Do you think I'm fat?
If you have to ask.
Yeah.
Then yes.
Anytime any friends of mine, when they were putting something on, we'd be getting ready to go somewhere, and they'd check in themselves, their ass in the mirror, whether it's my mom or anyone. They'd go, do I look fat in this? I'd be like, no.
No, what you say is, no, not in that at all. No, but in everything else.
No, I just did a fake no. No, no.
Do I look fat to you? No, you don't look fat to me at all. But to everyone else.
To me, no.
Exactly.
That would be the way I said.
To me, no.
No.
Be very specific and very
I like
careful
them big, though,
ask.
If you must know.
No, to me, you just look big boned. To everyone else, you look fat. All right. Do we have more music?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we play it then?
Let's go to this band called Never Heard of Zeppelin. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. MySpace.com/Never Heard of Zeppelin. This is a track called Here to Stay. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
You hear?
Talking to me.
Herbie.
Yep, that was DJ Foundation out of Mosul, Iraq. MySpace.com/TheDJFoundation. That track was called USA. Before that, we heard Never Heard of Zeppelin out of Brooklyn, New York. MySpace.com/NeverHeardOfZeppelin. Track was called Here to Stay. And I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember DJ Foundation.
Well, we don't get a lot of music from Iraq, so it kind of stands out.
Well, especially because the first time we got a record from him, we actually got a record, we had to play it, and it was when Kosio was here. We played a 45 at 33. It was I Shot You Babes, which was a mashup with that I Got You Babe and a whole bunch of just...
It was cool.
...bombing and just under super subversive when we played it at 33 and a third rather than the 45 speed it was supposed to be at. So I've always been a big fan ever since.
Yes, and I as well.
Good.
All right, more music for you on here on killradio.org. More music from the mailman and beyond. Mm-hmm. You send it, we play it. This is a band called Art of Dying. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/armyofdying.
Mm.
And as far as I can tell, this is a self-titled full-length album. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. And thank you for submitting to here. Check it out.
I've seen better days, yeah. So sad stuff, man. It's hard to find identity when you're the king of men. If I can get through this, I can get through anything. If I can make it through this, I can get through anything.
You suspect dying with money and greed. Drawing borders, lines on a map we don't need.
I'm a wall, I'm a fence, I'm a dotted line. I'm the land you came for in the name of your kind. You don't know me. I'm a storm on the side of a beat of the town. I got a wall, it's a flag on it. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Good. Then let's just leave it at that.
Fine.
Just put down this little thing we got in the mail to Kill Radio. If we don't do anything about it, no one else will.
I'm just saying they're asking for public service announcements for what?
For their website.
Which is what?
Why don't you read this? It's so right there.
Onlinepumpkin.org.
Yes.
And you go there and you draw a pumpkin on a pumpkin.
Yes.
And what? What happens then? Do they sell advertising? Do they give money to breast cancer survivors?
No. Just an online fun thing to do that these people at onlinepumpkin.org are doing. I don't know why you're responding this way.
Well, thanks for your mail. And thank you for not, you know,
being more judicious than what we talk about on the show.
Being more cooperative with your co-host.
Your tone is not about cooperation. Your tone is about judgment, John. Your tone is about, I'm better than this, and why are we talking about it?
You know what? You would say that.
Uh-huh.
So we were just listening to Art of Dying.
Are we still doing the passive aggressive show? Is that what this is about? I forgot.
MySpace.com/Army of Dying. I can't hear you when I don't look at you, Mark. And
thank God.
That's what you got right there. So check them out. Whoops.
That was hot.
That was cool. That was the remix I just did for him for free. Short, to the point. But yeah, Art of Dying. MySpace.com/Army of Dying. Thanks for submitting to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Yep.
Mark, do you have anything to say for yourself?
No.
Then let's go to music.
Okay. This is a band called Panic Movement. They're based here in Los Angeles. They wanted me to share with all of you, those especially our Los Angeles listeners, that they're going to be part of an event called East Side Evolution. It's an East L.A. community concert at Self Help Graphics, which is raising awareness for the cityhood of East L.A., I guess, now that the Valley failed to secede, as well as Hollywood failed to secede and become their own cities.
Because neither of those places have armies. You look at other countries where they have factions that secede, they have their own armies.
So now the East Side, I guess, there's some growing movement to have East L.A. become its own city, seceding from L.A. itself and becoming
its
own.
And they do have an army.
Well, they have a number of clans, I would say, one of which has
militias.
Been parking itself on my porch and graffitiing my porch.
Sorry
to
hear that.
I had to confront them yesterday about that, and I go, so who tagged my pot of my potted plants? And they go, it wasn't us. I go, really? That's so interesting because no one else hangs out here but you guys. I see her all the time. And I go, oh, look at my banister here. There's some more tagging. Wow, I think I did that. I go, you guys just lost your privileges to be here. I've been a good neighbor. I've been pretty cool about it. You've lost your privileges. You need to go. And they ran off.
Yeah.
Had to.
Got to be careful of that. You never know. One of them could be like a sociopath and come back and try to knife you or carve a pumpkin.
I know how to gauge the situation pretty well because I've been dealing with it for over 2 years now. And these guys, this new group of gang kids is nowhere near the other thuggy kids. These guys are just starting out. They're kind of wannabes, and somehow they think they can hang out there.
But wouldn't that make you their initiation?
No. That's not how it works.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know. I don't gauge situations at all.
Yeah, so
my gauge is broken.
I've just decided I was doing little passive ways of kind of moving them on. We're totally going off the beaten track of what I want to talk about here, but I guess I'll end it and go back to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I decided instead of reacting indirectly, which was like, hey guys, got to water my plants, look out. Because there would be like five of them sitting on my porch.
Uh-huh.
And I would have to water my plants. I'd wait to water my plants till any of them showed up and use that as an opportunity. And now I just decided to just confront it in the beginning. Anyway, enough talk about that. I am talking about a person who lives in East LA. I live in Boyle Heights, which is the very beginning of East LA. But this event is on Saturday, October 13th. It's from 4 to 11 at Self Help Graphics. I know they've we've had a connection with them with here at the station at killradio.org. I think we have a link to them on our website at killradio.org. Self Help Graphics is at 3802 East Cesar Chavez Avenue. The zip code is 90063 if you want to find out. Number of bands are performing: Master Slave, The Health Club, which I know you know, John. Mm-hmm. I saw them at Molly Malone's when you were doing events there.
Yeah, they've been on Is Good.
Also Kill Sonic.
Manhattan Murder Mystery is there. We've played them.
Manhattan Murder Mystery is a
band. They did one of our benefits, yeah.
Yeah, Kill Sonic. Panic Movement is the band we're about to play. And then there's some other bands too, El Haru Karoy and Kasek. So I'm passing on to you guys if you want to find out about this issue or to go to this event. Is there a website for more information? Go to Panic Movement's MySpace page. Maybe they'll have some information there. MySpace.com/Panic Movement. But let's go to their music. This is a track called Into My Veins, again, by Panic Movement. Sorry about the going off the beaten track. Well, let's go to the track itself. This is, again, Into My Veins on killradio.org's Here Here.
You are the drug that I'm addicted to.
Yay.
Hooray.
That was Robert Marshall with the track Absolutely Unbearable. He's also based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/ Robert Marshall Music. That's Robert, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, Music. And then again, before that was Panic Movement. They're also here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/ Panic Movement. Thanks, John.
No problem.
Track was Into My Veins. What were you crumpling up there?
Just a piece of paper.
No. That was the note I just wrote you, sharing my appreciation for the time we spend here together. You just threw that away.
Did I just crumple it dramatically in front of you?
No. I think you... Well, I don't see it as dramatic, but I think maybe for you we were trying to be dramatic.
I wanted you to see it get crumpled up.
Yeah, I think so, but it
Did
wasn't dramatic.
Did you see
dramatic.
Me throw it away? Like I really threw away it. The last year and a half of our relationship?
Barely just kind of...
Like our entire experience
doing
the show?
It was almost like absent-minded, that whole process, it seemed like. Like, whatever.
Like, I'm just throwing away everything we've been through.
Yeah, like it doesn't
like
matter
it means
anymore.
Nothing.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
What do I have to throw away? Because I kind of feel the same way now that I think about it.
Because I've never offered you anything worth throwing away.
Oh, that's true.
So?
I have nothing to hold.
Exactly.
I give, and you just take. That's why this has been a successful relationship, because I feel most comfortable in this level of suffering.
I know. And I enjoy watching
so we're both
you squirm.
We're both in our traditional roles in relationships. You take, I give.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And even though there's suffering involved, there's comfort, because it's familiar. And so it just continues on.
I'm a bad guy and a bottom all at the same time.
What did you say?
I said I'm a bad guy and a bottom at the same time.
How are you a bottom?
Because I take.
You know what bottom means in the gay world, right?
Yeah.
Did you mean that?
Yeah.
God.
Just saying if you were paying attention.
I was. As I said, what did you say?
All right. Let's keep it on the down low. El Tree is what I'm going to play next. This is an artist from Mexico that has submitted to us several times.
Yep.
And apparently, I don't really speak Spanish, but...
I do. Do you want me to read it? Do you want me to decipher it?
Well, I speak enough to know that there's a flyer called ArcaFest 07, and it's happening in October on the Saturday and Sunday, the 27th and 28th.
I can't wait till I get a...
101 bands, 2 days, one festival. Something about
good,
rock.
Good.
This is rock and roll soul.
Next time I get something in Portuguese, I'm not going to let you see it.
It's called ArcaFest, myspace.com/ArcaFest. I can only assume that El Tree is participating in this, even though his name's not on the flyer. But I have a single here from Fonovisa Records, Para Uso Promocional. And that's what you get when you listen to here on killradio.org.
Yay.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Now bugger off.
Yes, you have.
What do we got here? What's going on here? What's happening? What's happening here? What do we got here? Let's thank the bands. Shall we thank the bands?
Yeah, let's do that.
Thank you, bands such as El Tree, Robert Marshall, Panic Movement, Art of Dying, DJ Foundation, Never Heard of Zeppelin, The Meek, Dixie Lizard, Satellite Class, Michelle R.E., Super Grover, Stab City, Monte Cassino, Fall of Snow, George Nicholas Reeves, and Human Z.
Yay.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, myspace.com/hearhear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E.
Yeah, go there later today to, you can download this recording of the show. It'll be available through our blog. You can see it there.
I'm your host, John, and that's Mark. You like that? It's subtle.
I'm glad you find that funny.
And that's Mark.
And that's Mark over there.
The one.
And that was Mark.
With the voice that isn't mine.
No.
Anything else to add? Any last minute news? Anything about Kill Radio? Anything going on? Next Kill Radio fundraiser at Lost Souls, October 21st.
October 21st.
Next, I don't know, alien abduction.
I'm not planning one.
Okay. Well, you let us know.
I might be having one implanted into my memory later this week. There were some signs that I saw. There was some appointments that didn't make any sense that I have to go to that I'm thinking that's where that's going to happen.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
You know, I'm weird, and I hate dressing up for Halloween. I don't like doing it. I mean, I do the most random costumes. Like, one year, I was wearing a kind of one of those smock things. And then I had my hair all gelled out and combed to one side, and people asked me, what are you dressed up as? And I'm like, I'm getting a haircut. You know, I do that kind of...
I like that. I
knew you would like that.
If I had said that, you would have said, stupid.
No. I also dressed up one year. I wore an orange, yellow kind of hazmat overalls and had my hair with orange gel in it. And I was a biogenetic engineer farmer.
That's good.
What else have I dressed up as?
I was an unemployed UN weapons inspector the day I met Shannon. We met on Halloween 2004.
How'd you dress up for that?
I had my hair up and kind of wacky zany. I had fake glasses on. I had a lab coat, which was actually a women's dress coat that was white that I found at the Goodwill. A name tag that I had from a movie I was in that had my picture on it. And a California unemployment guide stapled to my lapel.
Stupid. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
You did. You did. You hurt me so much.
You would like this one.
I keep coming back for more.
One year, I had my hair more spiky long, so it was. I gelled it all up, made it all spiky, and then I put on just light makeup, put some balloons under a tight T-shirt, wore a vinyl jacket, and I was a lesbian.
That's cool.
That was a good one.
I did infected piercings once. That was fun. I took those magnetic piercings, you know, that you can buy at, like, novelty shops. I put some piercings, because I don't have any piercings. I put some in my ear, some in my nose, some in my lip, and then I just made them look all infected and bloody, so it was all, like, dripping. That was fun.
And you just said,
And they were like, what are you? I'm like, nothing. Just infected piercing guy. It's great.
See, that's what I like about... Halloween is kind of emulating the mundane. I remember one year in high school, woman dressed up, a girl, I should say, because she was a girl at the time. She dressed up just as a housewife. She was walking around with a bag of groceries and her
like
hair.
Like a Stepford wife kind of?
No, just a normal housewife. Bag of groceries.
I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I have absolutely no idea. But I'm open to suggestions. So if you want to send us a message at the Hear Hear MySpace, I'll read it and I'll announce it on the show next week.
Of you who have nothing else going on in your life are just excited to be able to, again, give to John so he can take.
You're moist with anticipation of what I'm going to dress up as.
I hate that word.
For Halloween.
Don't you have any words that you just don't like that? We talked about this yesterday. Yes. Moist is a gross word.
Uh-huh. And I'm particularly sensitive to Nazi.
Oh, that's right. Thank you so much. That empowers me.
All right, that's enough of you and you and who are you and especially that guy over there.
And that's
the show.
And I think I hear freaking Kelly the intern crying again. What are you crying about?
Stop crying. We're never going to pay you. So stop acting like you're going to get paid.
Your parents don't love you either.
That's why they sent you here.
Mommy drinks because you cry. It's a great name for a band.
That's a good name for a band, or at least an album.
Daddy. We're done. Stop.